On the line now, I have Dr. Dennis Shine, who is an archaeologist. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. We're celebrating the 850th anniversary of the Norman arrival to Ireland, and this kicked off last night, I think, was the first talk by yourself.
Yeah, we had a talk last night in Ferns Castle. There was things held earlier on in the county by other people. There was a major series of events in Banobay, for instance, in May. But it's a part of a whole programme of events being put together by the county with support from Wexford County Council, as you said, to celebrate the arrival of the Anglo-Normans, who, of course, landed in Banobay in the south of County Wexford 850 years ago in May. So it's an exciting time for everyone in Wexford because we're quite proud of our Anglo-Norman ancestry and past down this direction of the country.
Yeah, there's a great interest all over Ireland and in Dublin as well about the Normans because I suppose we all have a bit of Norman blood in us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, as you said, they sort of conquered all of Ireland. It was about 150 or 200 year period there where they were very strong in Ireland from the 12th through to the 14th centuries, except maybe in the extreme west. But Wexford in particular is sort of synonymous with the Normans. So for people who are familiar with the county, and it's a great place to visit. If you look at our architecture, our ecclesiastical architecture, our castles, even the way our land is divided and our agricultural fields are shaped, it's all, you know, a legacy or a testament to the work of the Anglo-Normans. And even all our surnames down here, you know, Coveroes, Devereaux and Codds and Staffords, De Lacy's, Fitzhenry's, they're all Anglo-Norman names that have survived 850 years right up until the present. So it's very much an Anglo-Norman place, and I think it's something that Wexford people are very proud of, especially this year.
Yeah, and the Normans, I'm sure they had a great influence on the building and architecture.
Absolutely, absolutely. Some of our premier tourist destinations are Anglo-Norman, so the Huck Lighthouse, I think, is 200 or 250,000 tourists a year coming to it. That was built by an individual called William Marshall in the 13th century. And Ferns Castle, which is a must-visit site that's run by very nice people from the OPW. And that's the William Marshall Castle as well. And then the castle we're excavating ourselves in the Irish National Heritage Park, in sort of toward the south of the county, that was also built by William Marshall. But I guess the significance of our site, more so than some of the others, is the first castle on our site was put up in the autumn of 1169. So our site is also 850 years old this year. And I guess that's why we're contributing so much to this programme of commemorative events, because we're incredibly excited that we have an 850th birthday this year.
Yeah, it is. It's a long time ago it happened. Have you any information on any of the other stuff that's happening?
Yeah, I do, of course. I do, of course. So ourselves, as I said, we're excavating the first Anglo-Norman castle, which is called Carrick or Carrig. So our series, personal series events, is called Carrig 850. And we have lectures in 2 weeks. We have a talk in Tintern Abbey at 7 o'clock on, I believe that is, let me think what date it is now, June 20th. And then we have another event on July 4th and another event on July 18th. And then we have a family open day in the Irish National Heritage Park, because it's a great location for families to visit, on July 26th, when there'll be an archaeology camp and there'll be people dressed in medieval costume and there'll be reenactors. There's all sorts of different events going on that day. But there's stuff right through the county, so there's an awful lot of things happening in New Ross, storytelling festival, and they've got plaques up. There's things happening in Enniscorthy and in the bank holiday August weekend. There's a great trial of Dermot McMurrough, because of course he's the king who invited the Anglo-Normans in. We all know that from primary school history. And that's happening in Ferns later in the autumn. So if anybody wants to keep up to speed with these events, I guess all I could advise them to do is either look at the Visit Wexford website. So that's www.visitwexford.ie and then /Norman850. Or if they look at our own website, it's www.iafs.ie. /Carrig850, and that will lay out all the series of events that are taking place throughout the county for the next few months.
And you mentioned students there, primary history, and this would be a great thing for students to help them with their history, because they're actually seeing and hearing things, especially the family day.
Absolutely. It's so much more practical and experiential and tangible than getting, you know, from a book in the classroom. And I would advise them, actually, that the Irish National Heritage Park is a great place for school kids to go to anyway. They take so many school tours right throughout the year. and it's got replicas of every stage of Irish history, and great facilities to deal with children. But where, as I said, are actually excavating with university students, are excavating the first normal castle there. But the excavation's unusual in that it's open to the public. So anybody can come in and visit. School kids can come and get an idea of what it's like to be an archaeologist, what we find, how our results contribute to the writing of history. They'll see artefacts coming up on the site. And that's Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 at any time. But on July 26th, they actually get to muck in a bit themselves and partake in the children's archaeology camp. So if they're going to come any day, July 26th is the best day, but it's good to come to the Irish National Park, Heritage Park, at any time of the year. It's a great spot to visit.
Yeah, it is. Sounds great. And the walls of New Ross, self-guided tours, what's that about?
The walls, that's, again, one of the Visit Wexford events with the County Council. So there's two or three things happening in New Ross. They'll show you where the boundary of New Ross used to be, the walls. So New Ross was planned originally to be one of the largest medieval towns in all of Ireland, again planned by that family, the Marshalls, and it never grew quite to the size it was intended to be. So their ambition was probably larger than what they could actually achieve. But there'll be tours explaining the history of New Ross, how it came to be, who founded it, looking at the tiny bits of remaining architecture for it. But that's only one of a series of events that they have in New Ross. They have a lecture earlier in the summer by a Dr. Kostick, and they also have a storytelling festival, which again would probably be great for children,
yeah,
at a range of days throughout the summer from Bea, the storyteller, who is aiming it more towards families and make it more, I suppose, relatable, that children get more engaged and it's not just dusty and boring historians or archaeologists with PowerPoint presentations.
Yeah, no, it'd be great to get out of the classroom and out and about and attend one of these fantastic events. And will you give us how people can find more information? Just repeat that again for us.
Yep, there's two websites to look at. So all the events from ourselves, but also from all the other community groups and history groups in the county, are at visitwexford.ie/Norman850. And if they want to look at our own events, it's at iafs.ie/Carrigate50, and that will also, the latter link will also include details on a major international conference we're having in October 18th and 19th, and on the book we'll be launching at that conference. So if there's people who are particularly interested in history and they want to learn more or know more, the conference may be of more interest. If it's people who just want to have, you know, a fun day out and learn a bit, or come with kids, some of the other events might be of more interest.
Sounds fantastic, and especially for young people, I'd imagine, who are in school or in college. Is there anything you'd like to add, Dennis, before we go?
No, well, the one thing I'd just like to say is that, as I said, we're bringing international students from all over the world to excavate this site in Ferrycarrig,
yep,
in the Heritage Park, because it is such an important site to our nation's history. It's where the Normans built their very first castle in Ireland, and so that resonates. To this day, we still have that 850-year-old relationship with England, which sort of took a turn in these few months.
Yes.
And just to emphasise that it is open to the public.
Yep.
So the park is a great place to visit anyway, as is Wexford, the sunny southeast, where we are meant to get less rainfall than the rest of the country, but I'm not sure sometimes. But we would love to see more people come and visit the excavation and learn what archaeology and history is all about. We actively encourage it. And it's an unusual opportunity because most excavations are done behind closed doors. So if anybody fancies a day trip to, as I said, the sunny Wexford, we'd be delighted to see them up on the excavation site.
And it's a beautiful part of the country as well, Wexford. Too.
Absolutely. Lots of beaches,
yeah,
lots of trails, lots of walks, beautiful architecture, lots of culture, good seafood. There's not much not to like. I mean, if there's a location to go for domestic tourism in Ireland, I know the southwest is very popular, but Wexford sometimes is up there with anywhere you can go.
Okay, listen, Dr. Dennis Shine, thank you very much for taking the call, and it sounds like a very interesting initiative that's going on down there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that was Dr. Dennis Shine there, archaeologist, and that sounds all very, very interesting. And as we said, more information available there on visitwexford.ie/Norman850 or iass.ie/Carrick850.